20,000 people in Northern Ireland suffer from epilepsy, and as part of Epilepsy Awareness Week, charities are trying to banish some of the myths surrounding the condition. Corin Warmington's son George was just 3.5 when he was diagnosed with a rare form of epilepsy. He's now 5, but Corin says it's been a steep learning curve.
Epilepsy leaves you with a feeling all the time of everything being completely out of your control. You have to watch your child suffer and struggle and not understand what they're experiencing. And that's the hardest thing, is not being able to take it away from them, but not knowing if what you're doing is helpful to them. I'm always aware for George that he is, my George is there during the time that I'm watching this thing happen to his body. I just try to reassure him and be calm and tell him that we're okay and we're okay together.
George, as it turned out as well, didn't have what people would look at as straightforward epilepsy. More seizures started to present.
Yes, his first seizure that appeared was a tonic-clonic seizure. That's when his body was shaking. He then had myoclonic jerks, which is his little body just jumps as if somebody said boo beside him. But that's caused him to fall off a slide and break his arm, and there's other injuries that come with those, and bang his head off the tree. So he wears a little helmet most of the time now. After that, the drops came. The way it was described to me, which helped, was a puppet with strings. If you cut the strings, the puppet just falls to the ground. And that's what it's like for George when he has a drop. He just falls to the ground. If he's sitting at the chair, maybe having his breakfast, his head would be in his cereal. And those are hard to watch because he doesn't know that they've happened until he's lifting his head out of his food. And the other children are watching and not understanding why it's happening and trying to reassure that while breaking your heart that it's happening on a normal day.
Oh, bless him. And what would he say when he comes out of something like that?
George just looks at you and just... he's a brave little boy. He doesn't complain. He never complains or whines, or he just looks at you, and I just tell him that it's fine and he'd be all right now, and then we do something else and get him back on track with whatever he was doing. The final set of seizures then that came were the absences, and the absences are when he stares into space or he might wander off. So he needs to be looked after all the time so that he's not in any danger. But we've tried about 11 drugs over the last year and a half, and the different drugs have stopped those seizures. So although we've had days when there's been hundreds of seizures, we now do have days when we don't have any during the day, and he may have one or two ones at night. He started P1 in September, and we didn't know how he was going to cope with it. Unfortunately, with the drug that he was on at the time, his speech started to deteriorate to the extent that he couldn't speak. So for some of the time, at the start of P1, he couldn't speak. And that was hard. It was hard for the teacher and the classroom assistant to... most of George's speech is back with coming off the drug. There's times that he can do things, there's times that he can't. There's times whenever he is in good form and he doesn't want to, and that's probably the most challenging. But we also are all delighted that there are times now when George just doesn't want to. But he still has to. He has to do what everybody else does.
What sort of a wee boy is he?
George is a great sense of humour and a fun-loving little boy. He always was. When the epilepsy started, we lost a lot of that, and George has been very dull and drugged and lethargic, non-communicative. George is now on a special diet called the ketogenic diet, along with, we've just weaned him off one of the three drugs, so he's on two drugs and the diet. And George's little personality is coming out much more. He's got a great twinkle in his eyes, big long eyelashes, which everybody loves, and a smile to go with it. The diet has brought a lot of George's personality back, and that's given us great hope for him.
What are your hopes for George for the future?
I hope that George fulfills his potential. I hope his potential can be as it was before he had epilepsy. But whatever it is now, I hope he can fulfill it.
Well, it's a big day for George and his mum, Corin. His primary school, Ballyhome in Bangor, is being presented with an Edward Award from Epilepsy Action, which recognises the efforts that teachers and classroom assistants have made in supporting him. The family nominated the school, so they're having a big ceremony down there this morning. So well done to everyone involved. Marina Clark, Manager for Epilepsy Action Northern Ireland, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, Corin and George, you know, it's a very emotive period for them when George was first diagnosed. Is that the experience that most people have?
Well, you know, the experience, I would say yes. For a lot of parents, you know, they are faced with something that they don't quite understand. They are looking for answers to why their child has suddenly developed seizures. The main thing is they want to know what should they be doing, how can they manage this situation, and how is it going to affect their child.
And this campaign that is taking place this week, it's about really exploding those myths, isn't it?
It is indeed. Even in 2013, we still have people who have their own ideas of epilepsy and how it's affected, you know, how it affects people and what way it should be treated and how people should be treated. And a good lot of that has related to treating people differently. And a lot of the opportunities that children would undertake throughout their young lives are denied to children with epilepsy simply because people are of the idea that children who have seizures shouldn't do certain activities.
And that's what Corin was very strong on, that she felt that she wants George to fulfil the potential that he had before his diagnosis.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you will get the normal school events going on where everyone just participates. But with the child who has seizures, there has to be consideration for some things. But, you know, that does not mean the child should be excluded. They can participate with support. And that's very important. And it's very important that children do get the opportunity to do everything else that the ordinary child who doesn't have a history of seizures does.